Overnight, 55 Palestinian protesters were killed by Israeli forces in Gaza, the highest number of casualties from a single protest in the region since 2014. The protests are following Israel's 70th anniversary and the US's key decisions to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and move its Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. What could be the result from this latest instability? Nick Parmeter has the story.
Today we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming.
What a glorious day. Remember this moment. This is history. President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history.
Following US President Donald Trump, of course, is the voice of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, addressing jubilant compatriots after the United States moved its embassy to the holy city of Jerusalem. In tandem with President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal and the 70th anniversary of Israel's foundation, tension between it and its Arab neighbours, particularly Palestine and Iran, have escalated. Overnight, 55 protesters were killed in Gaza, which prompts the question, is this a sign of a more emboldened and aggressive Israel? Dr. Tristan Dunning of the University of Queensland, whose expertise lies in Middle Eastern politics, says it seems that it almost is certainly the case.
Israel will interpret the move of the US embassy as a green light for its settlement policies, both in East Jerusalem and Palestinian East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank. It will see the breaking of the deal with Iran as, again, a green light for it to be a bit more expansionist in its aims, and it's never been shy about intervening in neighbouring countries as it is. So what we're seeing is a sharp turn away from, I guess, diplomacy in these areas and an unpredictability on the part of the US that has ignored its traditional European allies in terms of the nuclear deal with the French and the British and the Germans.
Independent journalist Anthony Lowenstein has spent time living and working in the region. He feels that the international community's inability to criticise Israel's actions have also fueled its desire to increase its activity in Palestine and Syria.
When violence escalates, whether it's in Palestine or Syria or elsewhere, there's no serious international power to either challenge that or stop it. The US was never that balancing power. The UN, sadly, is very weak. The international community, for a variety of different reasons, has decided to often stay on the sidelines for these kind of issues. Or, when it comes to the Israel-Palestine conflict, largely giving Israel carte blanche to act as it wants.
Dr. Dunning says that with the increased backing of a powerful friend in the US, Mr. Netanyahu will feel Israel is in a strong position. This is where he feels the danger of severe destabilization arises.
Israel is probably looking very happy at the moment, given that what we've seen over the last 7 weeks is that Israel can shoot down unarmed protesters with impunity, and that it's got what it wants in terms of the US embassy in Jerusalem. The danger is that everybody is overestimating their own capabilities, the US and Israel in particular, and this may all end quite badly.
Dr. Dunning is wary of looking too far ahead due to the political climate in the Middle East being so unpredictable and unstable, but agrees great difficulty lies ahead for the region.
We're in for a bumpy ride, and I think you'd be very wary about getting out the crystal ball and wanting to stake too much of a bet on what's going to happen in the future.
Dr. Lowenstein agrees, but feels that as a result of Israel's increasing aggression, the near future is too soon for a recovery in the region.
I'm very pessimistic because, as I said, there is no real counterbalance power challenging or stopping Israel behaving as it wants, killing unarmed civilians in the West Bank and Gaza. So in the short to medium term, I'm very pessimistic that this conflict will get any better.
As a Jewish man himself, Dr. Lowenstein is deeply critical of Israel's actions and admits he is tired of the treatment of Palestinians and the continuing silence of the world's major powers.
It's almost like we have to ask ourselves, how much longer do Palestinians who are an occupied people for decades need to wait before they're given what international law requires, which is either an independent state of freedom and democracy? And I say this as a Jew who is deeply ashamed of how Israel behaves in my name.
Dr. Anthony Lowenstein, ending that report by Nick Parmeter.